Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's actually looking a little hazy. Did you get a look at the weather this week, Vin?
I did not, but right now at my house, it's perfect.
Blue skies
and beautiful. Yeah, yeah, let me take a quick look, though. So have you been out in your backyard yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten out yet. I don't even know what the temperature is, but it's overcast slightly. Yeah. I mean, I definitely, you know, it looks like kind of hazy sunshine. All right, let's start the news and we can check that out.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. That's Ooh. Where we got the stuff for our kitchen remodel, and
Gorgeous.
You should too. It is Gorgeous. Their selection is unbelievable. They're open by appointment right now at All Natural Stone in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And you can start your remodel at allnaturalstone.com. That's allnaturalstone.com. And they've got pros there to help you. So if you're someone that may need help, you know, does this go with this? Does this work with this? They've got people there to help you. So experts.
All right.
Let's see here. So I'm looking at 73 today.
Oh, that's perfect.
Which is pretty nice. We've got another bump, it looks like, in midweek up into the 80s. But for the most part, we're in the 70s by my house. Let me see what San Francisco's doing. San Francisco's in the 60s today. And
so very pleasant day. You're not seeing overcast, though, so maybe this will just burn off.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a bump midweek for San Francisco up almost to the 80s, which in Francisco feels like a nightmare.
Right.
I don't know why, but
you're
just
not used to it. Oh.
Right. Just feels way worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's happening. I wanted to begin real quick with the coronavirus, if I could. I'll run through a few things, and then we'll move on. By the way, Sarah will get her test today to find out if she's an official COVID-19 winner.
Wow, that's a nice way to put it.
Well,
winning.
What else are you going to say? I mean,
I can't think of one other thing. Yay, I won.
I'm curious what happens. Who do you have to tell? Is there anyone in your life that you have to say, besides obviously the people you live with? Are there any people you have to say, you know what, I tested positive and
Pat Marianne.
Yeah, I have to tell Pat. They're aware that, I mean, they were the first people that I saw. You know, we loosened up last week. You know, I don't know where, maybe I got it from them. Maybe they're sick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I looked at everything I did last week. I went to a protest last week. I went to Costco last week. I saw.
You went to Costco?
Yeah, I went to Costco like last Monday.
Wow,
or
you
whenever
didn't tell
it was.
Us that.
Well, I mean, you know, how exciting is that? I went and got a paper shredder, you know.
Oh, my Lord.
And I saw
Asking
a couple
for
people.
It.
I know. But I had on my gloves and we social distant, like my mask. I mean, I did all the things you're supposed to do in all the places and somehow I got sick. And they also say that it can take up to 2+ weeks to manifest in anything. And so who the hell knows? You know, I've been thinking that I was dealing with allergies for a couple weeks now.
Right.
So who knows where I got it? Maybe one of my kids brought it in. Maybe it came in on my groceries. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the grocery store, which I did over the weekend, I also went to Target, you will see that everyone's loosened up.
Yeah.
And everyone is, I don't want to say, it's just, it, look, we shut down pretty darn tight for a while. And yeah. I think people are just over it. So the beaches were kind of packed and the stores were packed and people were, you know, instead of walking around and keeping that 6 foot distance, people were blowing right past me, going the opposite direction of the arrows and just saying sorry as they do it. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I might have given you corona. Sorry. Sorry.
How about you just go like there's nothing pressing you down this aisle the wrong way. You're just doing that and saying sorry as you go. That's not. No.
Well,
I don't,
you know, the rules only apply to certain people, Vinny. We're all aware.
Apparently.
Of that.
Anyway, the number of coronavirus cases right now is surging in many parts of the country. They're saying that is this the second wave? And most of the scientists are saying this isn't the second wave. This is still the first wave. We haven't even finished with the first wave for there to be a second wave will be in like fall. So this is still the first wave, they're saying, but
I'm just hoping you can't get it again, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great if that's the case. And if you got it done, then that's...
Yay.
I hate to say that's good news, but because you right. just, you know, spent 3 or 4 days, you know, bummed, but at least you didn't have to, you know, wake up with a foot cut off. Right.
Knocking on wood.
So right now, what the CDC is saying is the way for us to handle this, because we know that we can't just keep shutting down the economy. It's not going to work. We're going to go under. These people need to
work. People need to eat. Guess what?
Anyway,
pay their rent.
Evidence is piling up that coronavirus is still peaking in the U.S. A new study found the way we can prevent a second or third wave, or at least keep that from being overwhelming, is 100% face mask use in the country. That's the way to stop the spread. So what they initially said was, don't use masks. That won't work. Now they say 100% face mask use is the way we're going to get rid of this. So, all right. Great.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Florida, listen up. Face masks.
They're also saying they just released the results of a study on cell phone location data and found that people in more than 450 counties in the U.S. are basically back up to their pre-coronavirus gatherings. So,
oh, wow. That's
there's
actually,
that.
Well, look, you know, herd immunity eventually? I don't know.
Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus. But you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also maybe not.
I love that chick.
A new poll found businesses that people have found essential during the pandemic include the U.S. Postal Service, Clorox, which, by the way, I was at Target. The shelves are still empty of those wipes. You just can't get them.
Yeah. You're lucky if you can get a bottle of bleach so that you can do your, you know, your linens.
Oh, people are that selling out too, really?
We had a hard time. Well, we wound up getting a bottle of bleach, but it, you know, just for the laundry.
Right.
Like, it's impossible to find that because people use it as a disinfectant.
Well, U.S. Postal Service, Clorox, Google, UPS, and Walmart all now considered essential.
Oh, all right.
Due to
I
the
need
fact
to get
that
good
we.
Deals.
Well. You find yourself going, wow, I never knew how dependent I was.
Yeah.
This is that quick story that I mentioned earlier. A 70-year-old guy in Seattle who survived coronavirus after 62 days in the hospital got a bill for $1.1 million. He has insurance, so what percentage of that he'll have to pay, we don't know. But it does look like...
Well, even if it's only 10%, that's still $100,000. Like... He's oh boy.
At 70. I'm going to make minimum payments and hope that I don't ever
yeah.
get that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hope that debt doesn't pass down to my kids.
Oh, is that how that works?
I don't know, Vin. I mean, you know what? You croak, so that's forgiven. I just don't know. Your estate owes it.
Oh, really?
I
think if you croak, it's forgiven. Sorry, that guy's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, but his house is going to get sold and you're going to pay us from that.
That is bogus.
Yeah.
Also, I should mention that bikes continue to be the hot seller since this pandemic began, as people are out doing more on bikes and on foot than ever before because of, you know, the staying at home thing.
Right.
Also, half of people, single people, say they gave up dating completely during quarantine. Meanwhile, I have a buddy who is fully dating on Bumble and having a ball.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I'm having a great, I'm going on
dates. Meeting
he,
people?
He's going actually, on dates. Wow. Absolutely. So I think different places have different attitudes about these things. But
where is he? Do you know?
San Diego.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, they had, I mean, LA was a major outbreak, but I didn't hear much about San Diego. So maybe they're fine. Maybe it's fine.
Sure. All right. So let me, I mean, I don't know. I guess I can see why someone's like, well, yeah, if someone wants to go out, I'm going.
Yeah. I guess it's all your level of concern.
Good one.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Me too. It's a good one.
You know, I the more I think about 2021, it's going to be such a rager. Like,
people are going to be ready.
Oh, we're going to go. We are
I'm ready now.
Absolutely bleeping crazy, don't you think?
Yes. Let's go crazy. Crazy. Go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. I'm ready. Hey, 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 hey.
Here's a couple fast facts for you.
I love fast facts. Go crazy, fast facts.
The word calcericanet in Finnish means getting drunk at home alone in your underwear.
Oh, they have a word for that.
For me, that was the year 2001.
Oh.
I mean, literally. You were there, right?
I wasn't at your house, but I was there for the you not being at work part.
The fallout, right.
Yeah.
In the comics, Batman carries a chunk of kryptonite on his utility belt. Just in case Superman turns evil.
Just in casers.
Right. Nickelback, you know, the big time rock band.
Yeah.
Nickelback got their name because when one of the members was a cashier at Starbucks, people would give him $1.50 to pay for their coffee that cost $1.45, and he would give them a nickel back.
And they didn't just and that was his tip. They'd put that in his tip jar.
I don't know if they did that or not.
Nickelback
seems like you would want to tip more than a nickel.
It does seem like that, but you know, not everyone's a big tipper.
True. All right. Exxon tried to get into the office supplies market in the 70s and 80s and made products like a typewriter with a floppy disk built in to save what you were typing. They killed off the division in 84 after they lost more than $1 billion.
Ooh, 1984 dollars, that was a lot of money.
Yeah, you bet.
These days, people just throw that around.
Candystore.com just shared the most popular candy in every state based on sales numbers.
Is Necco one of them?
Necco's not one of them. It's not the time to sidetrack. Yeah. M&M's.
No, no. You have a Necco story?
No, I don't. I have a Boston story, but it was total sidetrack and would completely ruin the story I'm doing. M&M's was number one, and it doesn't say if it's peanut, because if it's not peanut, how do you people live with yourselves? Who wants the... Plain
old M&M's. I'll eat plain M&M's, but I would never pick them, and certainly not if there were M&M's with peanuts involved.
Oh, good one.
Mr. M&M. M&M. He's very popular.
Yeah, he is. M&M's won 13 states. Skittles won 10 states. Skittles are garbage. I hate those things.
I don't hate Skittles, but yeah, those are so far from being my favorite candy. My favorite candy are those caramel bullseyes. Those are my favorite. And I love Swedish Fish. Like
Swedish Fish won one state.
Oh, which one?
Kentucky.
Oh. What about the caramel bullseyes?
Nowhere to be found. Hmm. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups came in third with 7 states. Sour Patch Kids came in with 4 states. Snickers came in with 4 states. Jolly Ranchers, Starburst, Twix,
Twix
Kit
is great.
Kat,
Kit Kat,
Swedish Fish, Milky Way. Ugh. They got one state, and the good old plain Hershey bar got Michigan. Ugh. There you go.
What about no Mounds or Almond Joy, huh?
Nope, and I love
like
those
Almond Joy,
too.
Yeah. Well,
I would need a coconut. Mound. I want the Almond Joy. I need the nut.
Well, I like the Mound though because it's dark chocolate. You know, I wish they would make.
Right?
Yeah, I wish they would make Almond Joy with dark chocolate. They don't. It's milk chocolate.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You just put that in and then you text us. And then here we are, your friends reading your text on the radio. We love it.
Yep.
Hey, Van, I was up in Shasta County this weekend and people looked at me and my wife like we were crazy for wearing our masks. Almost no one wearing a mask. Yeah, I was out down the street from my house and people are out everywhere without masks. So... that's, you know what? And I'm not even trying to,
crazy.
I'm not even trying to be mad at them. I can't be bothered. I'm not your dad, but I do know that I am dad to some kids and they're going to wear masks and I'm going to wear masks.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Just worry about your own thing. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's fine. There's plenty of places that won't even let you in though. Maybe not in Santa Cruz. I don't know. I thought that was like the deal. You have to wear a mask.
Yeah. And I told you what I saw in they're just wearing them like around their chin.
They're just sort of near their face.
That's their rebellion. Yes, right. I have a mask around my areas, but not actually on. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. What time is it? We're going to do the music news after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.